following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my two tag team partners in crime with me as always. Jeff Rich and Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Who I know is super happy and proud to be a Dodger fan. Gets to listen to him all the time on the radio. Never gets to see him on TV, but he listens to him on the radio, guaranteed. And if he doesn't, well, then, I don't know, maybe there's something wrong with Fred Wallen, for crying out loud. But anyways, a lot going on in the sports world, people. NFL football is here. Preseason has started. Tom Brady was on the field. Some may be shocked, some maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it's all good. Who knows? But football's here, man. And I'll tell you what, Major League Baseball going in full throttle. Races are heating up. We got the Giants and the Dodgers battling it out in the National League West. 2.5 game lead. Good morning, Fred. How you doing, man?
Doing fine, except it's so hot here in Southern California. 106 where I live yesterday.
Fred, that's kind of funny because it's like 100 and stupid out here. And I mean, like 130. No, it's only 110, 125, actually 117. Anyways, we'll be right back. We're just getting warmed up. He's Fred Wallen. We got Jeff Rich, and we got the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store. Or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com. amesresearch.com.
As the summertime increases in showers, sent your water bill through the roof, I'm Danny Lipker with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how to enjoy those showers without breaking the bank right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
In the United States, showers account for 22% of each individual water use, so saving here is important. The solution, low-flow shower heads. In recent years, these things have greatly improved in their performance, so there's no excuse for not using them. In fact, some of them are so good, you may not even know if you have one. So before you start spending money, do the simple test. Put a 2-quart saucepan on the floor of the shower in the center of the shower stream. Then turn the shower on at full force and count how many seconds it takes to fill the pan. If it's less than 12, you need a low-flow shower head. If 12 or more, you're in great shape. The new models cost anywhere from $8 to $50, depending on the style, features, and manufacturer. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
When you work out, you give it your all. At the gym or outdoors, it's intense, impactful, nonstop. You need a headphone that keeps up and won't fall out. With iSport, you get pure monster sound, a comfortable fit, washability, and control talk at your fingertips, so you don't miss a call. Choose from a range of noise isolations with iSport Intensity, Victory, and Strive, or go wireless with iSport Freedom. Monster iSport, the athlete's headphone. Available at Target and Best Buy or online at monsterproducts.com.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on the Sports, hanging on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As I said, Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, I feel like I can see him in my backyard here in Phoenix, Arizona. Get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And then shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, you've been watching any of this golf that's going on? Jordan Spieth, an unbelievable round three and getting himself in another position to potentially win another major third of the year. Could be very, very impressive, to be honest with you. He and Jason Day on top of that leaderboard. Jason Day at 15 under and Jordan Spieth at 13 under.
Spieth, according to some people, has become the new Tiger Woods. So he's always going to be there. People are going to be looking for him. And it'd be great if he could win three of the four majors with a victory later today. And if you're listening on Monday, you'd know that answer at this point in time.
Yeah, I mean, look, the guy's special. You know, Jeff and I talked a lot about it in the first hour, and I think that that's the word that I would use when I talk about Jordan Spieth, a lot like I used to when I talked about Tiger Woods. But now he is the new guy that is on the scene, can obviously get himself in a position, a great position to win any golf tournament, can be several shots behind and have a magnificent round, much like Tiger Woods could back in the day. And yeah, I think the word that I would use to describe Jordan Spieth is special. Jeff, again, just real quickly, touch on Jordan Spieth and how remarkable he's been this year.
Well, you don't have to talk about the entire year. You know he has the trophies. I look at his scorecard. I look at the back nine on Saturday, and you know he goes from being what's like 6 under to being about 13 under. You know, two shots off the lead. I think that I don't want to say he came out of nowhere, because Jordan Spieth is incapable of coming out of nowhere given his celebrity at this point. But very impressive. That said, I think that Jason Day and Justin Rose are probably two of the guys that have a good shot at this tournament, with Spieth being a given always and every week from now on.
Yeah, I agree, man. The guy is just that good, to be honest with you. He can just turn it on in a blink of an eye, to be honest with you. And just out of curiosity, your thoughts, Fred, on Jason Day? I mean, look, he's been in the mix. He's been in the hunt several times. You know, he falls short more often than not. But look, he's a great talent, a great player. And then also, let's throw Dustin Johnson in that mix too. I mean, look, he's a guy that's leading tournaments, majors especially, a lot. I think he's led all three, to be honest with you, this year. After round two, whatever it was. I'm not exactly sure exactly what it was, but he has been the leader, and he seems to succumb to that pressure versus a guy like Jordan, who could be, you know, the leader and run with it, or come from behind and then go and steal the lead for some reason or another. But truthfully, Jason Day, a guy that's come up short a lot of times, but in the mix. Dustin Johnson, another guy that is in the mix, but obviously succumbs to that pressure. So who would you like to see win? I guess that's the question, guys. And Fred, go ahead.
I already said I'd like Spieth to win it because I think he's proven he can do so. Obviously, it's a pattern. And other guys who've been close and can't get the job done and haven't got the job done it gets into their head. So it becomes not just a physical thing, it's a psychological thing that, hey, where am I going to blow it? Is it the 17th or the 18th? And most likely they will. On the other side of it, Spieth thinks he's going to win it, and most likely he will. Or certainly he'll be there the final day, and he's going to become the TV guy. He's going to become the ratings guy, I do believe, over the next few years as far as major golf is concerned.
That's a good
point. For that exact reason, I think that I'm pulling for Jason Day on Sunday. And only because of the things that we've talked about, you know, the Mickelson comparisons where, you know, he's capable of making great shots, he's capable of playing great golf, but he's not capable of closing out championships. And I don't want that stigma on Jason Day. I'll root for Jordan Spieth 9 times out of 10, but this is going to be the outlier. I'm going to be pulling for Jason Day to get that elusive first major.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. Again, it'll be very interesting to see what shapes up. And you know what? Just want to see a great round of golf played, to be honest with you. And I think, Fred, you said something that was pretty interesting in your statement where you said, a guy sometimes succumbs to a person that, you know, they can't beat or getting over a certain hump. And I think that that's in all sports when you think about it. You know, you can get to a certain pinnacle and you can be so good for so long, and then you run up against somebody who's just better than you and you can't get over that hump, you know. And there's been those for everybody. They've had those obstacles to climb, you know, whether it's Magic, whether it's Michael, whether it's Larry, and I'm talking obviously basketball there, but every sport you have those guys that you have to climb over. And you know what? When you finally are able to do it, then you realize how great you can be, and then, you know what, the sky's the limit. So maybe that's all Jason Day needs. Maybe that's all Dustin Johnson needs. Maybe they just need to get that one victory to realize how good they actually can be, and then go out and fulfill a career and get a lot of wins and not just, you know, the other tournaments. I'm talking major victories at that.
Well, obviously a decade ago, the guy we'd be talking about right now would be Phil Mickelson, never getting the job done. And then finally he got the job done, and now what does he want, 4 or 5? So, I mean, the point is it's psychological. And once you get that first one in the bag and you actually do win it, you might be surprised, but at that point the pressure's off and you'll get some more. There's no question. Obviously, Jason Day, again, I don't play golf, but just watching him, he's a good enough golfer to win any tournament. He just hasn't been able to get the job done in the big ones. So the point is, if Mickelson can get it done, I'm sure Day could get it done, but I'm pulling for Spieth just because I would have liked him to get the Grand Slam. So, I mean, he can't get through that, but I'd like to see if he gets 3. And I do think, again, he's going to be the TV ratings monster over the next few years.
Yeah, should be very interesting. You know, when you think about it, it's kind of strange when you think about golf and how it works. You know, there's a lot of one-hit wonders in golf.
Yeah.
Think about it. You know, there's a guy that'll win a golf tournament and then never win another golf tournament. So, and you see more first-time winners on the PGA Tour than anywhere, I would have to guess. I mean, when you think about tennis, it's the same 3 or 4 guys. When you think about the NBA, it's the same teams, with the exception of a few here and there. And then, you know, obviously Golden State not doing it for a long, long time. But now they're going to be in the mix for several years because they've got great talent. But I don't know. There's just something to me that is so special about winning a golf tournament. And again, I play golf, I play tennis, I play I play all these sports. I still do. Actually, I played yesterday or 2 days ago basketball, Fred. I'm a 40-some-odd-year-old guy, and I'm running up and down the court with 20-year-old kids, and I play for 3 hours. But the crazy thing is golf. You can go out there, win a golf tournament, make $1 million, and then never win another golf tournament again. I mean, golf is a very, very hard sport, and it's really tough to go out there and win. I think it may be the toughest thing to do, to be honest with you, is winning a golf tournament.
Well, I mean, it's certainly tough. I don't know if it's the toughest thing in the world. I mean, how would it compare to winning a tennis tournament? I don't know. I guess there'd be more golfers – they can have a chance to win than tennis players actually have a chance to win in the big ones. Maybe you know, you could be right. I mean, it could be the toughest thing. I don't know. It'll be fun to watch from the state of Wisconsin, and I'll be watching it with the air conditioner on here in Southern California, where it was 106 again yesterday. And for folks, for those people that don't believe in climate change, it's not just hot here in Southern California. It's humid, and I've lived here 99% of my life. And when I was brought up 50 years ago, believe me, we didn't have any humidity at all. And now humidity through the roof and the temperature through the roof, and we've screwed the atmosphere. Take that, climate change deniers.
You know, I want to say that Martin Keimer has an outside shot at this one. I think that he's built like a machine, and I'm surprised he doesn't win more tournaments.
I think he could win it. I mean, there's a few certain golfers that certainly could win it. I would like Spieth to win it. Day could win it if he can get over the hump. I think it'll be fun to watch. I don't think there's any question about that. Hey, our phone number, if you'd like to give us a call on Dorf on Sports, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I think we've lost Andy for the moment, but I heard the music, which means that we're going to a break, and Andy will return. I promise you, you know, technologically, Andy's not all there. I mean, sort of like me. I mean, I got to be honest. So I think we did. Did I hear Andy's laugh? Is he back now?
I've never gone anywhere, but I like the fact that you wanted to take it away. I mean, it's all good. It doesn't make a difference. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, his Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
I think there are probably two goals that are pushing me right now. One is to get the all-time win record. Only three back of Sam on that one. And obviously the major record, four back of Jack. But I got to put it in perspective. You know, I've done it for, this is my 19th year, and I've had 79 wins. That's a pretty good clip.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Tiger Woods talking about what he'd still like to try to accomplish. I think it's probably donezo if you think about it, really. I've never seen a guy fall like Tiger Woods has fallen, to be honest with you. Currently 262nd in the world, guys. Did you know that, Fred? 262nd.
You know,
that's your boy Tiger Woods.
You know, Friday morning in the LA Times, that had the scores from the first round.
Yep.
And then they had, below that, they said notables. And Tiger was not among even the notables. So I guess your point well taken.
Look, the bottom line is, I think at this point, we should stop talking about Tiger Woods winning golf tournaments. And we should think more about him either on the senior tour or retiring, to be honest with you. And I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just trying to be honest. Again, I'm not making the number up. He's 262nd in the world in golf right now. We're talking about a guy that was number one for a long, long time, a guy that used to tear up the competition. So when I hear Tiger Woods and I hear him talking about chasing that elusive major championship and the history and whatnot, it pains me. I mean, look, I'm going to tell you, I got this book on my table, Tiger Woods, How I Play Golf. I love the guy. I always loved Tiger. He made it cool for young kids to go out and play golf. However, he has fallen from greatness like nobody I've ever seen. Maybe the worst fall from greatness that we have ever seen in all sports.
I don't know. That could be an exaggeration. I mean, I haven't thought, think 100 years back, if there have been other falls from greatness similar. I mean, I don't know.
I'm saying that. That's how I truly feel. I can't think of another sports story like Tiger Woods when you're talking about a guy, how he used to destroy and rip up the competition. Jeff, I mean, seriously.
How about what's happened with the San Francisco 49ers since they last played a football game with Jim Harbaugh on the sidelines? I mean, what they've done since they stopped playing football in 2014 and went into this 2015 offseason is pretty similar to what Tiger Woods has gone through since the Thanksgiving night episode with the broken glass and the unhappy wife.
Well, and you know what? You said a great thing. I mean, that's ultimately what did Tiger in. You know, I mean, look, we can say what we want to say. It was great when it was going on. Don't get me wrong. But when it became full circle and TMZ and everybody knew about it, that's when Tiger had a real problem with it, and his game and everything else fell apart. You hit the nail right on the head, man. As soon as the world found out about Tiger and all of his off-course things that were going on, it became too big for even Tiger to handle. Fred, is that fair?
Obviously, it's part of it. I think he's psychologically, and it would bother anybody. I don't think there's any question about it. I mean,
my question is, though, when you think about it, is how could he hold all that in and when he was so dominant, and it was happening, think about it. It's like he was so – it was like he was a different guy on the golf course, obviously, than this other guy that was off the course, and he was able to manage it. But
Andy, we do radio, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so for the 2 hours that you do Sunday morning, you could have some major problems off the air. Your job is to do radio. And for those two hours, you're different than you are off the radio, because your job is to do the job on the air. And
Great
a lot
point.
of us a lot of us can do that. Some of us can't. Tiger could do it on the golf course and keep everything away for those days when he's on the golf course. And, you know, he could be living miserably or happily on the other time. But when he was golfing, he was golfing. When you're doing radio, you're doing radio. That's your job. You got to just concentrate on what you're doing. Again, some can and some can't.
No, that's a great point. I guess my point is, though, is it was easy for the guy to – I don't mean easy, okay? I don't know because I'm not him. I'm not a buddy of his, and I don't claim to be. However, my thought is when I'm thinking about this rationally and realistically about what was going on in this guy's head, and I think you may have it totally pegged. Because when he was on the golf course, he was able to be Tiger Woods, this golf phenom that we all loved and wanted to be like on the golf course, okay?
Yeah,
Knowing much about what he does in his personal life. And then when that became full circle and public knowledge, hey, look, the bottom line, the territory is the territory. When you're a professional athlete, you're in the public eye, and people are going to want to know about you. Unfortunately, Fred, people don't want to know about you and I as much as they want to know about Tiger. And that's just the truth of the matter. So what goes on in our daily lives outside of our radio show isn't as significant as Tiger Woods. That's fair to say. Okay. So what I'm trying to say is, and just think about this. When nobody knew about it, when the public and millions of people didn't know about what he did in his personal life, he was able to maintain his greatness on the golf course. When it became public knowledge that this guy was somewhat of a freaky dude and a little bit strange potentially, that's when the moment of being out on the golf course was no longer relaxing, and Tiger could no longer find that place where he could be away from everything and at peace with himself and everything about what he's doing. I think you may have a great point. I mean, you really may have hit this thing full on. The golf course was his safe place, his haven, whatever you want to call it, his place where nothing could interfere with him. But you get him outside of that golf course, he's like a wild animal.
Yeah.
And that's obviously not a good mix. Jeff, do you have any feelings on this?
I think you summed it up well. Tiger needed golf. He needed golf to supplement his personal life, and I believe that, in some kind of weird way, he needed what was going on in his personal life, though not accepted by society, and for good reason. I don't think that he was able to. I think that one fulfilled the other, and I think that it's him losing his father, who was obviously such a guide in his life. I think that that was part of it too, and there's probably a whole spiral, a whole onion to peel with Tiger Woods leading up to that incident that we all that we all mark as a turning point. But I think there's a lot more to Tiger Woods that we'll probably find out after his golf career is over, and I think that it'll support most of what we're saying here.
Think about the guy that gets to write the book about Tiger Woods and his life. Man, oh man, that is going to be, seriously, I can't wait to hear Tiger Woods' story after everything is said and done. Because I do think, at a certain point, you do want to come out and you want to kind of put a closure onto everything. And, people have their thoughts and their opinions and whatnot, but at the end of the day, the only guy that really knows what's up and how he feels is Tiger Woods. And sooner or later, his story will come out, Fred.
No, hey, there's no question about that. And we'll see if he can overcome what's been happening the last 5 years with and to Tiger Woods. And but again, as far as the golf tournament Sunday, the final round, I'm going with Spieth because I think he knows how to win. And I think sort of like a pitcher in baseball, certain guys, when they used to go nine, could go nine. The Bob Gibson types, the Koufax types, some other pitchers sort of give it up in the late innings. I think Spieth's the type of golfer that doesn't give up in the late rounds. And certainly if you're down by one or two, and Jordan and your Spieth on the 16th, you still have a shot because you've won before. And if you've won before, you think you can win again, and I'm hoping he does.
Yeah, no, I think you had some really good points about how guys can overcome things, and it's a mountain, man. It really is. It's a mountain, and you have to get over that mountain in order to know that you can climb it time again and time again. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. And you know what? When you hit that mountain and you can no longer get over it, you know, I mean, when you think about it, we got two different spectrums here. We got this young kid, Jordan Spieth, who relishes that moment and loves everything about it, like a guy who did, like Jeff said, years and years ago in Tiger Woods, and we're now seeing that demise, and he no longer can get there. I think it's actually kind of interesting when you think about it, but unbelievable fall for Tiger and an unbelievable rise for this young Jordan Spieth. Anyways, on the other side, we're going to talk about Philip Rivers getting maybe 65 mil and some other things going on in the NFL. Keep it close. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If for some reason you find yourself without air conditioning, you can still find some cool relief with a simple fan. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll tell you how to add a chill to the air at only pennies on the dollar right after this. What's the first step of any building or repair project? I always make sure I have the tools and materials I need, starting with the QuickCrete mobile app. With easy one-touch access, you can watch project video instructions, quickly pull up a material shopping list, and make sure you have what you need, or use the app to figure out how much you need and find out where to buy it. You can even share your finished project via the Quick Share function. It's the tool you can use from start to finish. Download the QuickCrete mobile app on the App Store or Google Play today. Whether your AC is on the blink or perhaps you just don't have central air in your home, I've got a simple idea that gives you that cool blast without costing a lot of cold cash. A simple box fan or an oscillating fan that can be set to stay in one position is the first thing you'll need. Next, find a large bowl and fill it with ice. Place this bowl in front of the blowing fan and you've got yourself a homemade air conditioner. As the warm air blows over the ice, it cools it down considerably, and you get the benefit. But, of course, if you use this over several hours, be prepared to add a little more ice as needed. While this won't work to cool down an entire room or an entire house, it's perfect for individual comfort or small spaces. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E Water. Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich somewhere in Phoenix, Arizona, as well as I am. You could be anywhere, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. By the way, Fred's almost melting away there at 106. Fred, you do realize that it was 117 here the other day, right?
Yeah, but the difference is you're used to it. I'm not. Los Angeles, the temperature, humidity has changed over the last 50 years. And so when the climate change deniers tell me that we haven't done stuff to the atmosphere, they're crazy. They're out of their minds. There was no humidity in Los Angeles 50 years ago when I was a little kid. There is tremendous humidity now. It's not Miami. It's not St. Louis. But it's very humid. And we've so 106 is no longer 106. 106 might be 116. It's beyond belief. And yeah, let me just tell you something. So we had a party yesterday, a fifth birthday party for our Sheltie Maggie, and some friends came over, relatives came over. We put the air conditioner on, of course. Didn't matter. It was still hot. That's how hot it is in Southern California. We've got a good air conditioner. In fact, we have two in the house. And it didn't matter. It was still warm. It was still humid. We've destroyed the atmosphere. And we can talk about that on the show. That's fine, too. But I'm just saying, don't get me going on the temperature thing, because if you hear something hit the ground, it's me from the heat.
Well, you know, it's a lot nicer down in San Diego, and
it's
going to be nice for another 4 years. Was there any way that Telesco could not get this deal done with Philip Rivers?
Good segue there, by the way, Jeff. Look, I mean, I don't know. I feel like this is too late. You know what I'm trying to say? I don't know. I feel like Philip Rivers, his best years are behind him. Again, man, I don't know. There's only five quarterbacks, or maybe, you know what? There's like three quarterbacks that I really want, and Philip Rivers is not on my list of three. Fred, I mean, $65 million for Philip Rivers at this point in his career, guaranteed. What do you think?
No, I agree with you. How many big games has he won? You can say, of course, he's had bad coaching for some of the time, and there's no question about that. But he's a big mouth. He's made enemies with his teammates. He said that he doesn't want to move out of San Diego to Los Angeles. Now, I don't care if the Chargers come back or not. In fact, I vote against it. But the point I'm trying to make is that who the hell does he think he is? So I don't think he's going to end his career in San Diego. Somebody else is going to end up paying some of the $65 million. And, they had to sign him just to shut him up and to keep him quiet. You know, as somebody put it, if you don't want to play in San Diego, you don't want to play in Los Angeles, so they'll deal you somewhere else further away from San Diego. So, again, I've never liked him. I've never thought he was a top-notch quarterback. I agree with you. There are three or four quarterbacks in the league who you can count on. I don't think Philip Rivers is among them.
Yeah, I just think that's at this point in his career, it doesn't – I'm not – that big on Philip Rivers that I say, yeah, I got to sign this guy and have him here and keep him here. Look, he is a good quarterback, but I'm not sold on this guy. And there's no way, Jeff. I mean, do you think this is a good move or a bad move, Jeff?
I think when you have Philip Rivers, you know, there's a certain line, and I think that Philip Rivers is above it, where you can't take a chance on the unknown. You have Philip Rivers, you have to keep him. I mean, you know, we saw St. Louis give up on Bradford, and, you know, and in turn, you could say that Philadelphia did the same on Foles, because once you have a good quarterback, you don't let him go anywhere. And I think that San Diego's attitude is, you know, when you look at their depth chart, it doesn't really matter, because you don't pencil in Kellen Clemens as the starting quarterback if you don't sign Philip Rivers to a deal. But I think that with Philip Rivers, he gives you a chance that some teams don't have. Like, I mean, we've seen it with the Cleveland Browns for the last 16 years, but you know, we also saw with the Arizona Cardinals last year in the playoffs. You can have a great football team, but you don't have a good guy under center, you don't have a guy that's good enough to get the job done under center, you can't win in this league. And I still believe that Philip Rivers is capable of getting the job done as long as you put the right team around him. And the right coaching.
I don't see that guy making a lot of damage in the postseason, but again, I think he's a good quarterback. $65 million guaranteed over 4 years. I don't know. I mean, again, look, the way money's being thrown around, look, take what the market will give you. I understand. I get it. And I kind of understand your philosophy. I get it. I understand if you have something, stick with it. But then again, I'm going to throw this at you. What has Philip Rivers ever run for San Diego? Nothing. Has he won a Super Bowl? Has he done that, even, Jeff? Yes or no?
Not even close.
So that's
he's not even close.
But again, so I mean, look, at the end of the day, I personally feel there are three quarterbacks in this league that are very capable, maybe four. You know, you can give – I'll give Joe Flacco some love because the bottom line is in the postseason, he's performed pretty well. Again, it's not over a long period of time.
But in that same breath, would you not give Andrew Luck any credit because he hasn't gotten the Colts to the Super Bowl?
No, but he's only been in the league. He's only been in the league 3 years.
Here's the difference.
Russell Wilson been in the league.
Well, and here's the difference. Well, look, Russell Wilson. That there's probably a little bit of luck behind what he's done. As well as, you know what, he just doesn't make many mistakes. But let me take that Andrew Luck on for a moment. There's something about Andrew Luck that tells you he has that it factor. He wants the ball. He'll make mistakes, don't get me wrong. He's young, like Fred said. But there's something about that kid that makes you say he's got that it factor and he's going to be a great quarterback. And there's no doubt in my mind that he's going to compete and he's going to get the Colts to a very good position to compete and have an opportunity to win not just one, but a few Super Bowls. I truly believe that, Fred.
No, I agree. And again, Rivers is, what, 34 years of age? So how many years has he played? 13 years, 12 years in the NFL? And they haven't been close. And again, some of it's been coaching and some of it's been lack of talent, but other quarterbacks have been able to overcome that to at least, you know, win a game or two in the playoffs or at least get to the playoffs. And Rivers just simply, to me, is he's very average. I mean, but the realistic look at this is, with all the money being thrown out, nowadays, average quarterbacks make $16 million a year. So from that aspect, if they think the next 3 or 4 years it's going to be Philip Rivers, I don't think they're going to go anywhere, but they're going to pay somebody that kind of money. So that's the way it works now in the National Football League. But I need to switch topics. I hope we have time. Let me just say this, and it's on LeBron James. Kevin Durant said he's the best player in the world, and Kevin Durant, you know, he's got a right to his opinion. I think he's the second best player. I think LeBron's the best. But let me just say that, and I don't care if LeBron's got billions of dollars, which I think he does. I know you guys read about the fact that for the city of Akron, for the state of Ohio, for the kids in his organization, I promise, he's willing to pay their 4-year tuition at the University of Akron, which can come to a total of $41 million. Now,
was it 1,000 kids? Is that what it was?
I think 1,000 kids, and he's willing to pay for their 4-year tuition if they get good grades in high school and whatever the case might be, keep them off the streets. I don't care how much money you have. $41 million is a lot of money to give away in these kind of circumstances because you care. Now, you can say, well, it's just a publicity stunt. I don't know what it is. All I know is I'm in his corner. I'm on his side. A lot of the other basketball and football and baseball players have a lot of money. I don't see a lot of them coming forward with $41 million for kids to help them. And he's basically doing it because he says I could, you know, be where they are on the street. So the point is, thank you, LeBron James. Maybe forcing the hand of some of others to do likewise, we can only hope.
Well, look, know, I mean, you know, go ahead, Jeff.
You know, Fred, it kind of reminds me of work done post-Katrina and everything that he did and he asked his fellow players to do. And, you know, that was 11 years ago now, you know, 11 years ago at the end of this month. So it's been a while, but work done is a guy that I don't like to forget, you know, when we're speaking of these sentiments. But, you know, LeBron is married to that Akron community. That marriage survived him going to Miami for 4 years. I don't know if either of you have ever been to Akron, Ohio, but it's not a pretty place. You can understand why a lot of people end up, you know, where they end up, which is dead or in prison in a lot of cases. And whatever LeBron James could do, even if it's only 1,000 kids in a in an 80,000 person community, if he saves 1,000 kids from that kind of life, he's done a great thing with his life that totally transcends basketball and sports in general.
Yeah, no, great move on LeBron's part to want to help kids and help them better themselves and get an education. There's definitely something special about that. And what's even more interesting is, obviously, we all know LeBron himself did not get a college education. And for him to want to go out there and help kids get through, I think that's great. And you know what? Maybe LeBron goes back some point himself to get a college education too. But what he's doing is great, and I love it. I want to switch gears once again because we were talking on one spectrum about Phillip Rivers. I want to go to the other spectrum and ask you about Jameis Winston. How do you feel he's going to do for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and should they be putting their trust in this kid? Fred, you first.
No. I don't. I don't trust this kid because of what he did off the field of play. He got suspended one game. He should have been suspended for more than that at Florida State. The point I'm trying to make is if you can't trust him off the field, I don't think you can trust him to read the film, to look at the film, to be a good teammate or anything like that. He's very, very physically talented. I don't question that. But no, I don't trust him to not go off the deep end. I certainly wouldn't say he's my guy for sure. I mean, versus a Mariota who may not have a physical talent. He might have the same physical talent, but you know Mariota is not going to make any off-the-field mistakes. You know he's going to be a good teammate. So between the two, and if I'm going to pay some bucks, and if I'm going to rely on one of the two, I'm going with Mariota because I trust him. I don't trust Jameis Winston as far as you can throw him.
Jeff, Jameis Winston.
Well, look, you know, I mean, we talked about this on our Suits and Laterals podcast, suitsandlaterals.com, on our first episode, about throwing him to the Wolves and how bad a marriage this is for Jameis Winston to be so close to Tallahassee, so close to where all the problems resided. So, but you look at the Buccaneers depth chart and you see names like Mike Glennon and Seth Lobato, and you got to figure that if anybody can rein Jameis Winston in, it's Lovie Smith. But honestly, you know, I know that Lovie Smith got to a Super Bowl with the Bears, but what has he done? If you're, you know, if you're questioning the merits of players for not winning at all, you have to question the merits of coaches in that same breath, do you not?
Absolutely, but Lovie Smith was 10-6 when the Bears decided to get rid of him, and they were competitive. Look, the bottom line is, I've never necessarily been a Lovie Smith guy, but I do give him a little bit of credit with what he did with the Chicago Bears. 10-6 when they're firing a guy doesn't make a lot of sense. Most cases, you're going to get a raise in that case, or at least you're going to get back rehired. But anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. One final segment left. Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. all of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future, college for the kids, retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. Final segment here on the program today, and got to thank Fred Wallen and Jeff Rich. They always join me. Appreciate you guys taking your time out. But we are brought to you in part today by Today's Homeowner Television, Radio, and Online Home Improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts for local listings and online videos and articles. Go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. And if we're also brought to you in part by Soft Hits, if you like softhits.net. If you like Speak of the Devil, Jimmy Buffett, James Taylor, Journey, and Fleetwood Mac, then you're going to love softhits.net. Online broadcast quality, audio, song after song. It's softhits.net. That's softhits.net. Hey, fellas, I want to leave you with this. Don't know if you happen to catch this, but during the week on the men's tour, tennis tour, Nick Kyrgios was playing Stan Wawrinka, and he obviously went down a road that you just don't go down, where he walked by him on a change and said this and that about Stan Wawrinka's now girlfriend, about a fellow guy that they know. And my point is it's just a road you absolutely do not go down. Fred, did you happen to catch any of that? Or Jeff?
Yeah.
Fred, you
well,
first.
I mean, it was classless, but again, World of Sports has a whole slew of classless people, and that was just another example.
Absolutely. Jeff, did you catch Nick Kyrgios and what he said about Stan Wawrinka's now girlfriend?
Completely inappropriate. Not the type of tabloid stuff you ought to see filling up the scrolling line on ESPN. But, yeah, just inappropriate. No room for that in sports or in life.
Something that Donald Trump would say.
Good Lord, absolutely. Just give that guy a piece of that one. Unbelievable. Anyways, for Fred Wallen, for Jeff Rich, for Scott on the other side of the glass, making everything possible, I'm the Dorf Man saying, don't be like Nick Kyrgios. Be more like Jordan Spieth, and hopefully that guy gets it done. Anyways, for everybody involved, I'm saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf.